Is life a simulation?
It can be, maybe so.
Do we know yet?
It could be.
Can we even perceive it?
I was tripping out because of this carpet earlier. My eyes started, it was like flickering, like you know when you see a computer screen through a TV camera kind of deal. So you get like the scan lines.
Waves. Yeah.
I was seeing that on the carpet, so that's not real.
You're tripping sack, I think, is what's going on. Tripping sack.
You remember Jinjos?
Gingos?
Doesn't that sound like it could be a bad word to like
for gingers?
Or just some kind of a slur, Jinjo. Remember those? They were in Banjo-Kazooie. They were the little dudes you collect. They were like hidden around the level. Like,
oh, yeah.
They're called Jinjos. I always thought it sounded kind of like a slur.
Maybe it was. In their world, Jinjo. Maybe it was. They didn't like them that much.
In Croc, they had Gobos.
Gobo. Gobo. I like that. Gobo.
Gobo.
Gobo. Gobo. Gobo.
Croc was good.
I want a new Croc game.
Hell yeah. They rebooted Crash.
Croc.
Do Spyro. Do Croc.
Do Croc.
Do Croc.
Do Crocus.
Olivia, do Crocus.
Hey, this is Good Graphics, everybody.
It is.
Thanks for joining us.
Hello.
Hello. I'm Curtis, by the way.
I'm Brett.
What? And we're here to talk about video games and some other shit, too. Just because it's a free world.
Yeah.
Everybody's free in this world.
Well.
Everybody. Every creature is free, right?
Well, sure.
Okay. I thought so. Go-go, Bobos? What were you talking about?
And Gobo.
Gobo. Croc. Did I ever talk about my Phantom Croc copy? My Phantom copy of Croc?
No, I don't think so.
I think
so.
I might have on Cool Parents podcast, but when I was a kid, there was a weird, like, I guess it's one of those, what people would call a glitch in the matrix, where like something weird happens that you can't really explain.
Yeah.
I don't know. Basically what happened was, I had a copy of Gex, Enter the Gecko. So it's not Croc, it was Gex.
Okay.
Okay. But still.
Was it Enter the Gecko? That was the one where it's like all the different movie parodies, right?
Right. On PS1.
Yeah.
And it was in the big box. Big box. Remember those?
Yeah, they were like extra tall.
It was like a big DVD box set case.
But it was like a jewel case at the same time. Like it was clear plastic.
No, not all of them. So I know the ones you're talking about.
Yeah, the Sega Saturn ones were like that too. Right. They were like big plastic books.
No, these are ones that are like you. It's like a Blockbuster video case.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. Or like a Genesis game would have come in, you know, like a cartridge. Like
clamshell. Kind
clamshell.
Of
like. That's the word I'm looking for. Clamshell. It's one of those. And you don't see those that often. And I know that Gex came out on the regular size things too. So yeah. I don't know, maybe they're super common, but in any event, I had one and it was in the TV room with my PlayStation and all the other games, playing it one day. I went to bed. I come back the next day and I had two of them.
What? Wait, what?
Yeah.
It just multiplied?
It multiplied.
And no one else had been in the room.
No, not that I mean, it was just in my house and it was the next day.
That's pretty strange.
And suddenly I had two copies of it.
So one was in the system and then one was in
case? Two cases.
Two full copies.
Two full copies.
Oh, wow.
So neither of the discs were in the PlayStation. They were both in the
what?
Case, yeah.
That's weird.
It was really fucking weird. And they were both the big case on and stuff too. So it's just like, I don't know. Gex entered my gecko and freaked my bean out pretty big.
I had a glitch where I had a whole tube of Pogs. You remember how they'd have those storage containers?
Oh yeah, of course.
And
you could kill a bitch with that thing.
They were heavy.
Yeah.
It was like a sword, basically. A blunt.
Some of them remember that, like those sketchy ones that the sketchy kids would have.
Oh, the cases or the slammers?
The cases. They're like off-brand, so they're like 6 feet long.
Oh, yeah. I got mine at a store in Plastow that used to be there called 123 Plus. It was like a dollar store, and they would just have bins of Pogs you could buy loose.
That's where you got the Pogs.
And the case and everything. Yeah, the carry container. It was like PVC.
Yeah.
Like black plastic with a flip top on.
Yeah.
And it was probably
like a big
three and about 2.5-3 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, I tossed it under my bed once, and then just no pogs, you know, nobody was paying attention anymore. And then one day I looked for him and it was just gone. Like no one had been under my bed, but it disappeared. My mom didn't know where it went. And I was like, what the fuck?
Do you think it was the borrowers?
It could have been. Maybe pogs got big in their world for a little while.
They use them as saucers.
Yeah.
They're
decorative plates.
No. They're big. Those borrowers are just little guys. Little John Goodman. You know, little baby John Goodman come out, he take your pogs because then they can, they use them like saucers in the snow. They slide around on them.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I was thinking they'd eat off them or like hang them on the wall.
They're too fucking big.
The pog?
The pog for the borrower? Too fucking big. They'd ride them. They couldn't eat off of them. Would you eat off of a big slide?
I was going to say, you saying I can't?
You would.
Fill it with spaghetti. Go ahead.
I guess if it was like a family style kind of trough for cheating.
It's just like a, yeah, one of those metal saucers, but filled with spaghetti.
Yeah.
And then you put it in the middle of it. Right, you can eat out of it.
I guess it would work.
They're communal folk. The borrowers.
The borrowers.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
So they never showed up again, the pogs? They're gone forever?
Gone forever.
I bet you they're in your wall or something.
There's no hole. Just another glitch.
Okay. Weird. So.
A video game.
You play about them?
I play some about them.
You play motherfucking about Zelda?
Yeah.
That's the big release, right?
That's the first Switch game I've bought in a while, like the full Switch game.
Big title for this month so far.
Big, yeah.
Right? Probably the month's and big title.
Another remaster.
It's a Wiimaster.
A Wiimaster. I like that.
Yep.
But I didn't play it back on the Wii because I didn't really care for the motion controls.
So. I did, but not a lot. I played a few hours of it.
Yeah.
And then I said, fuck this shit. And I put the Wiimote right in the trash where it belonged.
Yeah.
It's not a controller.
It's a remote control. Well, and just having a flap around all the time. Not for me.
No.
But this re-release has the joystick controls. And I was a little apprehensive about it, but it's good so far. The way that it functions is responsive enough. And I mean, you basically have your vertical and your horizontal slashes, and then you can do those in both directions, and then you can do the spin attack still, but just by going left, right, left, or
what
stuff
kind of
like
noises
that.
Does he make?
I've been doing a lot of ha, hiya, ho.
So his balls have dropped. Is that what you're saying?
He's an adult. He's not a little boy.
He's grown.
He sounds like
huge cock, or
no, I don't think so.
Huge cock.
But this one's cool just because it's also the prequel to the whole series, so it's like supposed to be the start of the whole thing, the creation of the Master Sword. And
right, this is a sword and it's going up.
Right, Skyward Boy.
Right.
That's the name of the sword. The Skyward Boy.
Okay. It go up.
Legend of Zelda. But it's cool. As good as, obviously, Breath of the Wild is like a whole different beast. And as amazing as that is, it's kind of nice to have a more linear one.
They're remaking these games. Like, why? Oh, I guess because it was a remaster. But why is there still no Ocarina of Time?
Well,
it
was released, I believe, on virtual console on like the Wii and Wii U.
Yeah, but not on the Switch.
But not on the Switch yet. Yeah, and that's weird. And well, they did it on the 3DS. Right. They could just use that version.
Yeah, just upscale that.
Yeah, because it had already been upscaled for the 3DS from the original. Like they redid some textures and stuff on it.
Higher frame rate?
Probably not on the 3DS, but on
the N64, weren't they 20 frames per second or something?
It might have been. I don't remember.
Weird. Jeff Worth Gemini.
Love that.
Expansion pack.
But what was I? Frame rate on Skyward Sword, though, 60 frames solid, which is cool. And it does.
60?
Yeah.
What?
And it does look a lot better than the Wii version, too.
Is that on, that's docked, right?
Maybe, but it looks buttery smooth when I'm playing it. There's not a single hitch.
I think because it's small, but I don't think the panel can handle more than 30.
Really?
Yeah.
It's locked?
I'm pretty sure, but mostly for battery reasons.
Oh, well, maybe that's the case, but it does still look really good on the Switch. But yeah, it's a little bit, like you said, you only played a couple hours. It's a slow build. Like, I'm just about 4 hours in, and I just got to the first real temple. That's how long it takes to. There's a lot of preamble and setup and stuff.
What's the first temple? Meat temple?
Yeah. Yeah, they had the Super Meat Boy creator guest. The Beef Temple. That would be in Slam World.
Or the Binding of Isaac.
That was Meat Boy is the same artist, I believe. Yeah. So that's
yeah, just yuckiness.
Yucky I know looks. People love Binding of Isaac. I don't really like it.
I just don't like the look of it. I'm sure it's a great game. The gameplay
is fine, but yeah, it's just gross. And I don't mind gore and stuff, but there's something about that art style that just is so off-putting to me.
It's almost like
it reminds me of Newgrounds.
Yeah, it feels like edgelordy.
A little bit. or like, yeah, like somebody's first Flash game or something.
Yeah, like somebody did a fan fiction animation for Invader Zim.
Do Flash games still exist? Is that even a platform anymore? Or do they move on from Flash?
Flash is dead. Dead. It was banned from the internet, basically. D. It just like this past year, it was gone for good.
Oh, wow.
So the browsers don't support it anymore because now HTML5 is the big one, and that is a lot more secure than Flash.
Flash, Shockwave.
Shockwave, real, Macromedia.
Real Player.
WordPerfect. Corel. Fucking.
I do not know.
Third Perfect?
Netscape Navigator.
Squirt Perfect? You don't know about Squirt Perfect?
No. No.
So what other video games you play about?
Quick shout out to a game that's not new at all. A mobile game. Outwitters, I'm enjoying. It's
what the fuck is that? Oh, that one.
It's like a hex-based strategy, turn-based kind of game.
On your cell phone,
on your cellular pocket computer.
You know, I just use this thing to call up my mother once in a while, and the rest of the time.
I don't even have a
I live in the moment. Uh-huh. I live in the moment, all right? I got a flip phone. It's I don't so want my TV to be smarter than me.
How many people that, have a flip phone just so they can say that?
I do not want my TV to listen to me.
It's got Alexa in it.
Is it smarter than me? I don't want that.
What is a smart TV? We get that all the time.
I don't use any of that.
I don't want it. Well, too bad.
Okay. That reminds me, you got to tell that story.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you want to wait until you're finished talking about that game.
Oh, well, there's not too much to say. If you know what a hex-based turn, or hex turn-based strategy game is, you can do 1v1 or 2v2.
Asynchronous.
Yeah, so you take your turn and then you get a notification and so on and so forth. It's a little content shy if you don't put money into it. It's not like loaded with issues, but as far as microtransactions, but map packs, you only have two maps when you start. And then if you buy different teams, each team comes with a selection of extra two maps. And they're like $4 a piece for each pack.
But there's no ads?
If you make one purchase, there's no ads forever.
Okay.
So that's also a part of it. But I've enjoyed it enough that I have bought some of the content for it. It's good. It's on, it was originally only on iPhone, but now it's on everything.
So Android, is that on Microsoft?
That
Windows Phone?
Windows Phone, maybe. I don't know. When did they stop making those?
I don't know.
This game's been out on iPhone at least since 2012. I just never heard of it. Old as shit. But that's about it that I've played. Zelda is what I've been playing since last week.
Okay.
And then I dipped back into Sonic Mania for the first time in a while.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Never beat it because that shit gets hard. But I got a little further on my file. I cannot for the life of me get the special stages. They're so fucking hard in that one. For the Chaos Emeralds.
Oh,
it's like you're chasing a UFO and it's 3D.
Yeah.
And most of the stage doesn't have borders, so you can just jump right off into oblivion and that's it. You're fucking done.
Fuck that. I hate that.
Fucking done.
You're fucking donezo, dude. Fucking donezo, bro.
But that's easily the best Sonic game since the Genesis days. It's so good.
Oh, yeah.
But it is challenging.
Of course, it doesn't count. What's the mean one? The dark, the mean Sonic?
Shadow.
That's the end. Shadow, not the same. Not part of that. That's the best one.
Shadow, yeah. He's got a gun, bro.
That's the sexiest
He's
Sonic.
Got a gun. He's gone like a fucking hog.
Big gun.
Hung like a hog. I meant to say horse.
Like a hog.
Hung like a hog. But are hogs known for big hogs?
No, but they hang in a very particular way. And his hog does hang the same way. It's kind of up and out, you know, with a little dip at the end, and it's got that fur tip, you know.
I don't want to know.
You know the like hairs that come out like in
the quills?
They make a point tip. Like some dogs have it too.
Barbs?
It's hair.
Oh.
But it comes up to a tip on their peepee.
I don't like.
Yeah, hogs got that shit. They got dick hairs. Pointy dick hairs. And that's what Sonic's got. You understand?
Why did Dick start being called hogs? Hog.
I think they just...
Because it's like a fat pig? That's not a good thing.
I think you run out of words for it, and people talk about Dick so much that they've, you know, everything can mean Dick to somebody.
One thing I learned was, I guess it's probably Canadian slang, but I thought it was very funny, was because it was on Letterkenny. They refer to it as their horn. Like pulling your horn.
Quit
pulling your horn.
On 90 Day Fiance, Asuelu, he has like this thick Samoan accent, and English is not his first language, but he kind of makes up his own slang. And he calls his dick, or wait, no, he calls his balls donuts.
Why?
Don't know. Like, I think it comes from nuts. Like he heard nuts.
Okay.
But that just merged with donuts in his head, and he talks about his donuts. It hurt my donuts. You know?
Like Munchkins.
Duncan's, I know you Munchkins. Like to play with my donuts.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Dumpskin donut. Dumpus donuts.
Dumpus donut.
Dump it. Whack it. Slap it.
Oh, yeah, but that fucking
spin it.
Doofus at work.
Oh, yeah. Okay. This is one of my favorite stories I've heard in a long time. This is hilarious.
So this guy came in, and he, like, you, I won't even need to describe him. Like, you'll just know by the end of the story. But regardless, he comes in, like, in a greasy, stained, like, wife beater style shirt with a dirty headband.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, just, like, stained gym shorts, like basketball shorts, you know, the.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah.
And, no judgment on, you know, whatever. But it was just so stereotypical because he says that he bought a TV a couple of years ago, 72-inch, which they didn't make.
Yeah.
And then he pointed at a 65 and said, not that big. So it's like, okay, so it's at least 50-ish maybe. But regardless, he says he thinks there's something wrong with the color because when he was watching the fireworks on 4th of July, uh-huh. They was all red. That's how he said it. They was all red. And I was like, dude. Well, sometimes they'll do like a barrage of red fireworks. And he's like, they're supposed to be red, white, and blue. And all seriousness. And I looked at him and I was like, well, are you saying they were all red the whole time? And he was like, yeah. I was like, the whole time.
You know that it wasn't.
No.
You know it
wasn't. And so I said, that was on 4th of July? And I was like, so have you... Like, have noticed any other issues with the color since? Have you not used it since then? And he said, no, I have, but how would I know if the color's wrong? And I was like, well, does it look...
Is it all red?
I was like, yes. Is there anything wrong? He's like, how would I know? And I was like, how would you know the fireworks were wrong?
How do you know that you're alive?
And I just looked at him, and he was just like...
Do you know where you are?
So how do I fix it? And I was like, you can try... Like, he was like, can I reset it? And I was like, you can. But, I mean, it's probably not going to make a difference. So you have to go into the settings with the remote. And he's like, which one? I got two. A Bose one and one for the cable. And I was like, the one for the TV. I don't have that.
Yeah. Well,
I'm like, well, I can't help you.
You can use the smartphone app. Imagine that.
They're supposed to be red, white, and blue. And then he proceeded to say that the reason that if it's broken, the reason is because it's they make them all in China now.
Yeah.
And I said, well, when do you think, I actually did say, do you think that any TVs have been made in the United States in the last 30 to 40 years?
Yeah. There have been.
Yeah, but they're garbage.
But not good ones.
Yeah, I was like, all the good TVs have always been made in either Japan or China or Korea.
In Asia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're manufactured all around the fucking world.
Yeah, most of Samsung stuff is assembled in Mexico.
Yeah, they have several. And, I mean, there's even some that serve, like, Europe because they have different power standards and whatnot. So they have like factories in all these different regions. And I never knew that.
It's a worldwide industry. It turns out everybody buys TVs. Turns out.
This guy, they're made in China, so that's why.
So it won't display
that. I said to him, I was like, any piece of electronics I've ever bought that's made in the USA has been a piece of shit.
No, but if you think, just think about it. Think about it, all right? China, they make the TVs to ship over to us.
To spy on you with Alexa.
No. Just to make sure that the red, white, and blue never shows up.
Oh, they took the blue and the white away.
But they've put a new chip in there. A new chip. I heard about this new chip. I saw this on Facebook. There was a new chip. They put it in all the TVs now, every one of them.
Oh.
And basically...
Was this Uncle Billy shared this?
Hank.
Hank.
And it came... they come overseas, they come from overseas, from over there. And it filters all the color and the images. And it uses an AI. Uses an artificial intelligence as a robot algorithm in there. And you know what it does? It seeks out red, white, and blue and all things American.
Or erases it.
Apple pie. Censored. Apple pie is not even American. Do you know that?
I'm pretty sure that's true.
I know it's true. For a fact, I know. I played video games. Probably.
Some.
So.
Anything new, though?
Orcs. Orcs Must Die 3 again.
Oh, right, because it's out on Steam.
Came out on Steam, so I bought it again. Mostly just to have the higher frame rate.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. Still awesome. And they added some new shit. There's like a new game mode, but I have to beat the main storyline to open it, which I obviously did on the Stadia version. But now I got to redo it all on Steam, which is fine because it's fun as fuck.
Those games were always fun.
Love it. Here's a surprise one. What the fuck is it even called? House Flipper. House Flipper
game
is a game. It's a game. Yeah. It's just, it's what it sounds like. Like you're not literally flipping houses, you know?
No,
you're flipping them, you know, like HGTV. In fact, HGTV, they've got a DLC for this game. So basically all it is it's a simulator where you're a house flipper and it's first person, like 3D and stuff. So
I was picturing it like a Sims style kind of thing.
It's first person and you show up at like your first house that you live in. And it's basically just like a shed that's all covered in shit and torn up. And you can clean up some of it, but you can't really do much because you're poor.
Oh, I might have seen a small short video.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. And then you have a computer.
Or I might be thinking a power washer simulator.
It's similar. They're similar. There might actually be some connection with Power Washer Simulator. but yeah, it's fun because it's a lot of it. Most of it is just doing mundane tasks. So like
you'll get relaxing in video form though.
Yeah, it starts out.
Do all these things I'm not going to have enough gumption to do in real life.
Right. But you get rewarded for it and your rewards show up
instantly. Like,
right. You can go home after you clean up a house because you start out just cleaning houses and you've got money now. So you can finally fix your radiator.
Oh,
you know, and
so you have your own home that you're fixing as well.
Right. And you use the money that you get from flipping houses because you do the housework and stuff to flip them and you renovate shit. And it's just like it's not even mini games, but just like mini motions, like cleaning off a window. You just have to like. Use a squeegee and cover and get the whole surface, you know, or like use a mop on a puddle of whatever. It sounds really fucking stupid, but it's fun.
You said it had cyberpunk DLC, right?
Yeah, there's a cyberpunk DLC. There's an post-apocalyptic DLC.
Huh. I mean, I could see that happen. Some other weird shit. Kind of fun. Imagine if they really ran with that and like that's what the game started as, and then. Like, as you keep going, you become like a real estate magnate or like a slum lord. There's different directions you can go in terms of morality.
I can see that happening.
And then like it follows them into becoming filthy rich and then entering politics or some bullshit.
Yeah. You become president. Yeah.
And then you end up destroying your own investments.
Right. Right. And not paying anybody.
Not paying anybody for anything.
Yeah. That sounds fun.
Nope.
Call it tyranny.
Yeah.
So I played that and I've also played maybe 5 or 6 hours of this game called Mr. Prepper.
Oh, right.
Which this is sort of Sims-ish, but it's also a survival game and a base builder kind of thing. So basically the concept is you're let out of jail in this like totalitarian version of America. And it's kind of like 60s, like Art Deco kind of shit.
Oh, okay.
A little more, kind of like Fallout, you know, because it's post-apocalyptic.
Oh, like the old school Fallout?
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, I mean, just the aesthetic of it.
Oh, all right. So it is post-apocalyptic, like you're a prepper and you've survived, essentially?
No. So it's post-apocalyptic, and the story unravels slowly through other shit, so I don't really know exactly. But all I know is that there was a nuke that wiped out a lot of people, and now I'm playing a guy in Murricaville.
So is it tongue-in-cheek?
Yes.
It is.
Yeah.
I was going to say, otherwise, it's like, sounds like a libertarian's wet dream kind of game or something.
No, because you go around, like, whenever you get audited and shit by the guy, like the men in black show up, basically, and you have to, I'll get to that in a second, but everybody greets each other and says goodbye and stuff by saying, bless this president or something like that.
Ugh.
And there's like blimps in the air that say, bless the president, God bless the president and shit like that. Ugh. So it's very satirical.
Yeah.
But, it's really fucking fun. So it's kind of like playing The Sims, but it's all a side view.
Oh.
So you build rooms and stuff kind of the way you do in like XCOM when you're building your base. So you have rooms that you build underground. You have a house that's above ground, and then you build a hatch. And you can build a workbench, and it's just like a crafting survival thing where you have to like plant seeds and grow plants and build a hydroponic garden and stuff like that. All underground.
Grow weed.
Maybe. But then you can leave your house and go to like into the woods to get wood and shit like that, or meet up with this hunter. Like you can go and do tasks and stuff to get more resources and things. And you can also, you go to your mailbox and you can trade with your neighbors. And the more you trade with them, the more trustworthy you are to them. And the more you can trade, and then you get new shit like that.
A mechanic similar to that in Death Stranding.
To which one? Which part?
To the trading and delivering aspect. Because like you get ratings, and the more they trust you, the more jobs you can get, or the more like high value stuff.
Okay, yeah, well, you're not actually doing anything with this. You just put...
Right.
You just click what you want, and you get it.
Yeah.
Or you sell it or whatever. Then, yeah, you're just constantly building downward into the earth, because you just got out of jail for talking shit about the president or something like that. So you have to be very careful, because they send a government guy over, like, once a week, or if he becomes suspicious, he'll make surprise visits and stuff. And you have to get to the door and open it for him within a certain period of time.
Or does he like kick it in and start hunting you?
No, you lose. You get arrested. Oh, huh. But the problem there is you have to cover up what you're doing. So you have to like shut shit off. You have to manage your electricity and stuff too. And you have to cover up your hatch with a rug and stuff like that before you can let him in. Then he walks through and looks for anything suspicious or out of place. And so you have to like read his reports and figure out what he is going to be looking for the next time and stuff like that. Hmm. It's interesting. I like it so far. I've only played a little bit, but
Speaking of Sim stuff though, I saw that in the latest expansion DLC, like whatever that one was, like the gardens or something where it adds farming and all that shit.
Oh, I didn't know about
that. In the soundtrack they had, I know you're not really into them, but I thought it was funny. Julian Baker and Lucy Dacus did versions of their songs in Simlish.
So did, there were a few people did. I think Japanese Breakfast did.
Oh, really?
I think so.
That would make sense. I don't know if Simlish actually has a meaning or if it's just nonsense. But
no, it's nonsense as far as
I know. They just changed it all to sound like Sims, and it's very funny.
Yeah, and it's cool that they're doing like, they're big acts, but they're smaller than like before they did that with Katy Perry.
Oh, so it's not a new thing. I see. But yeah, they were independent
big
artists.
Mainstream artists. Yeah.
And it fits the motif, like the cabin garden kind of thing, a little better than like party music, I guess.
Right.
But I just thought it was like, I listened to the couple songs that they posted on YouTube and it's very funny.
Yeah. Dick.
How about that steam dick?
Steam dick.
That steam dick.
Did you put your $5 down yet?
No, but I think I'm going to.
Just do.
It looks badass. Are you going to get one or no?
Probably.
I mean, you have the fancy new laptop, so you might not need.
Right. I don't see myself using it, but I love the idea of it. And like, I want it.
Yeah.
I do want it, but I don't think I'd use it that much.
It looks awesome.
Yeah. It's like the perfect handheld. Like, that's exactly what I would want.
Especially considering it's not, you know, it's fully open. So you can.
Yeah.
I mean, you have your entire Steam library available. They say they haven't found a game yet that it can't run at least 30 frames per second. And that's even in like the, you know, newest releases. Of course, that's
Kung Fu Larry 3.
Right. That one, I think it chugged a little bit during the Bukkake scene.
Yeah, not much. It's like
frame rate slowed down.
It's like that one level in Crysis that they couldn't port to the consoles or anything, and nobody could play it at full frame rate. Was it
the squid porn level?
I think
the robo squid porn.
I think it was the big robo squid. Yeah. Nothing could play it unless you had like a supercomputer. And so I don't think they even brought it they didn't put it on the Switch in the remaster because it couldn't handle it.
That level?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's
just like Kung Fu Larry's Bukkake scene.
Yeah.
So much physics.
Oh, no.
Too many pixels.
The droplets?
Yeah. Yeah, realistic.
The ropes?
Realistic rope physics. Rope physics are hard to get right.
True.
Yep. Last of Us Part 2 is good rope physics.
That's true. That was actually really impressive.
Yeah.
That's a good rope.
That's fucking crazy rope. Speaking of physics, before, were you going to say something?
No, I was just talking about the Steam Deck.
Yeah, we can get back to that in a second, because
I don't have a whole lot to say about it,
though. I want
to
go off on a tangent for a quick minute. So I've been playing Red Dead Redemption 2 because I've got it on PC, and I can mod it and shit, and I can play it like it's, you know, like it should be in my mind, which is fun.
So I know you've been messing with the wacky mods and doing all kinds of that stuff, but did you try the story again with, you know, just changing the quality of life?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Okay, so I'm playing through it, and it's good. Like, the storyline is good, and like, most of the gameplay is fun. Some of it's kind of slow, but whatever. But yeah, once you cut out all the bullshit, like all that fat, and get to the meat, then it's so much better. Like, just not having to constantly tap A to gallop,
yeah,
is unbelievable. And that's not even an option in the game still. You have to mod it to do that. But the fact that I can.
It is strange that they don't have a option to just make it hold A.
It's stupid. They got to be immersive.
Right. You got to.
Got to be immersed fully to the point where you also get gangrene.
It's sounding like the sequel is probably, whenever it happens, will just be online like GTA. Like, I don't think they're gonna do, like, when GTA 6 or whatever they're gonna call it comes out, I have a feeling it's gonna be more of just like GTA Online 2.
I think it'll be in between. I think that it'll be like,
you think they'll still have like
there will be a full story just like the regular games, but I think they'll integrate multiplayer stuff into it,
because that,
which is kind of what they're doing now in GTA 5.
But you won't be able to mod shit if it's that way.
You would. In theory, you would be able to play offline.
Well, yeah, but with something like GTA Online, you can't play that offline.
You can.
You can?
You can play it offline, but you can't, like, do anything. You can go into free roam mode and shit if you want.
Oh, yeah, well, that's just the game. But, like, you can't progress or do anything without being...
Right, but there's no reason to. Like, you couldn't, because there's nothing to do. But in a situation where they have both in one game, the multiplayer and the single player, I'm sure you could just play it by yourself and not be online.
Right. But I'm just saying, hopefully that is the case, because if it is strictly online, that would take a huge element away from it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But yeah, then I've also did shit like I shut off all the cores, this fucking energy cores and shit that you have to refill by like smoking cigarettes and stuff, like your dead eye core. And
Oh, right. I forgot the terminology.
Yeah, it gets really fucking cumbersome and it's annoying. So I shut that shit off.
Become cumbersome.
Yeah.
Is that the lyric?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know what song you're talking about.
One of those ones.
Oh. Comfortably Numb? Is that what that was? Pink Floyd?
No.
Okay. Anyway, they recently updated it to support DLSS, which is cool. DLSS being NVIDIA's deep learning super sampling. So it can render things at a lower resolution and then use AI to enhance it to up to 4K.
Yeah.
And it works really well. And that game just already looked incredible. So that helps in get even higher frame rates. But the thing is, there's this really weird bug, and apparently it's been there since it launched on PC, where the physics engine in the game is tied to the frame rate. So normally it doesn't really matter because it's all kind of interpolated anyway. But when it comes to simple physics, really the only places you see it are on certain articles of clothing, but mostly on women's dresses. Like, you know, the big puffy Western lady dress?
Yeah, yeah.
With all the frills in the bottom and stuff. Like, whenever somebody's wearing one of those and they walk, the back of the dress just tweaks the fuck out and it just goes like it flaps at that speed. And they're just walking normal. The back of their dress is just like, and it's so like, that is immersion breaking. So I'm surprised they haven't, I'm surprised they haven't like jumped on that. Cause yeah, it's because it's locked. So if you play it at above 30 frames per second, this happens.
Bullshit. And there's no mods to fix that.
No. No, because it's part of the whole engine.
Oh,
so they'd have to patch it somehow.
That's so weird.
Yeah, and it doesn't happen that often because you don't interact with a lot of that particular type of fabric in the game.
Yeah,
but it's still funny. Just like, what the fuck? How do you not fix that before? Oh, that's weird. With the redemption. Yeah. I love how there's a greet button. There's a button when you walk by somebody, you can greet them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a male, 9 times out of 10, it's Mister.
Yeah, Mister.
He tips his hat and he says, Mister, or hey, Mister.
Yeah.
I love that. That's my favorite part.
Voice acting is incredible in that game.
Yeah, horse acting is really good, too. Fucking put dynamite on a bow and arrow.
Oh yeah!
Recently, that's a lot of fun. That's pretty much it. Aside, I mean, I'm still playing the stuff that I was playing last time, like Mass Effect and Assassin's Creed and stuff. And I've got on that Poly Bridge again. I got it for the iPad, and now I'm gonna have to get Poly Bridge 2. And that's just a bridge building physics simulator. That's really hard, but a lot of fun.
I got some shit to talk about Monopoly.
Monopolis?
Monopolum on mobile.
Monopolis?
I was looking for a new game. That's why I got on that Outwitters thing, because I had been playing Scrabble forever. And so I was like, oh, Monopoly would be cool if you play a game with a friend, you take your turn, and then they can take their turn, drag it out, you know, whatever. But if you close the app in the middle of a game, then an AI takes over for you and the game continues, and then you can jump back in when you open the app again, but you can't just let the game sit. There's no idle aspect. There's no option to turn that on. So like if you both exit it, then the game just gets played by the computer.
That's fucking stupid.
And then it ends. Like,
that's idiotic.
I fucking hate it.
Garbage. That doesn't make a lick of sense.
So fuck you, Monopoly.
Yeah, fuck you.
Fuck you, Hasbro.
Shit, Hasbro. Hasbroke. Broke ass.
So I bet there's some fresh manure been laid down across the open plains of
Steam,
the Steam fields.
There has certainly been. I just opened up Steam to look.
Got
to
get our muck rakes out. Hope you brought a snorkel.
I'm going to be snorkeling through some hog shit pretty quick. But first, I saw a pop-up in the news section from Steam. Pre-purchase now, Super Monkey Ball Banana Mania.
Oh.
Super
Is that Monkey the one that's Ball. Like all of them remastered?
Super Monkey, let's see.
And Monk.
Go bananas with your favorite monkey gang in the ultimate Super Monkey Ball adventure. Yeah, it is. That's what it is. More than 300 stages altogether. Monkey Ball. I liked those games back in the day. Those were fun.
I never had any of them, but I like played the demos and it was fun.
Super Monkey Ball.
It's kind of like Marble Madness. Is that the one where you're the 3D marble and you roll through the levels and shit?
Yeah.
I fucking loved that game.
But it's like isometric.
The Monkey Ball? Or the...
Oh, are you talking about...
What was the one? It was, I think it was an Xbox 360 arcade game. And it was a marble thing.
Was it Marble Madness?
Is that what it is? Where you're right behind the marble?
The old arcade game was like top down almost.
Oh, but it was 3D still. This one was like full 3D.
Yeah. And it wasn't Super Monkey Ball?
No, this was...
No monkey involved?
No monkey.
Bullshit.
But it was like really technical courses and stuff.
What the fuck is the point? No monkey?
I don't know. I mean...
Bullshit. I don't fucking buy it. Okay, so I saved one.
Marble Blast Ultra.
Oh.
Was what it was called.
Okay, so it's like an iteration of that. Holy shit, The Ascent comes out soon.
The Ascent?
Yeah, that's like the isometric, like, cyberpunk kind of game, and it looks incredible, and that comes out tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck me up. I'm gonna suck this game off really good. Oh, with ray tracing and DLSS support?
Jeez.
Suck on my pippy a little bit. Suck on my pippy a little bit. Look at all those neons. Gore, violence, bad language. Oh, I love it. Oh,
booby.
Give to me.
How much is it?
$26.99.
It's not bad.
Not bad at all.
That ain't bad.
Ain't bad, bro. That ain't fucking bad. You buy now, you receive exclusive early adopters bonus content.
Is it a haircut?
It's a shotgun and a digital art book and a soundtrack. So it's just a shotgun. So, yeah.
Update. Marble Blast Ultra. Update. So I was looking because we took a quick little break and... I was thinking, I could have kept thinking about that marble. I got marble on the brain because I loved that game. And it came out in 2006 on Xbox.
Marble.
And I was looking into it and they made a sequel called Marble It Up.
With my mind on my marble and my marble on my mind.
And it's basically the same exact type of game, a 3D marble rolling game. And it came out like maybe a year or so ago or so, either 2019 or something. And I just bought it and it was on sale.
How much?
$15.99, normally $20. So
marble, you play ball?
I bought marble game.
You can become a ball.
You can customize your color and shit. It's very zen.
Can you be a peanut?
But it goes fucking fast.
Whoa,
fast!
Oh,
and you do like loops and like it's like obstacle course stuff.
It's like that marble race that you were showing me.
Yeah, basically.
Fucking marbles are sick.
Marbles are sick. Marbles are the new video game.
Yeah, let's bring marbles back. Marbles and dominoes.
Digital marble, though. You collect them.
I am a digital marble.
Digital marble. I have become digital marble.
Digital marble.
Digital marble has no expression. I am digital marble.
Come on down to the Boston House of Blues to see my set tonight. I'm digital marble. I'm going to be bringing down the fucking house.
It's like EDM.
Yeah, some kind of EDM dub.
I think dubstep disappeared.
Dubstep.
Like it's just gone.
Scroll.
Thank God.
Dubstep.
Like I hated it.
Remember in Saints Row 4 and they had like a dubstep gun?
Yeah,
they
was funny.
Dubstep at people and then they danced till they were dead.
That was cool. That was funny.
I like those
games. That game had a lot of hilarious shit.
Fun game.
I'm so happy about this marble.
Dick knows girl.
What?
Dick knows girl.
Is that a game?
No, no.
Oh.
That's just a song I'm writing about.
Is it a country song?
About that dick nose girl.
My dick nose girl.
My dick nose girl.
What if it was just
she's
dick?
She's my dick nose girl.
Or what if your country persona was Dick Nose Earl?
They call me Dick Nose Earl.
Call me Dick Nose Earl.
What the fuck is going on here? What's all this fucking bullshit? What? What's all this fucking bullshit? What? Huh? Hey, what the fuck's going on? This fucking bullshit piece of shit.
What?
Hey, what the fuck going on? This fucking bullshit. Okay. So here's the first one. adventure game called
Okay.
Black Hair Girl is Best Girl.
That's a declaration.
Black Hair Girl is Best Girl.
It's a visual novel.
This visual novel is a 2-in-1 combo.
Oh.
Featuring two stories where both heroines have black hair.
That's all it takes for some people.
And that too.
Bro, we should voice over animes, bro. Or sometimes when they're just like, oh shit.
Black Hair Girl is Best Girl. About this game. For anyone who thinks girls with black hair are best girl.
That's it.
That's it. Win Chaos said this. Win Chaos, I'm guessing, is who made this game? Nope. This was made by Never Knows Best and Kikai Digital.
If he never knows best, how does he know Black Hair Girl is best girl? If he never knows.
What else has Never Knows Best made? Oh, a bunch of shit that's in Japanese and I can't read.
Yeah, the only one to be translated is Black Hair Girl is Best Girl.
Because the world needs to know. Everybody's been trying to figure out who's best girl. That's Black Hair Girl.
Reverse Memories.
A visual novel featuring black hair heroines.
A visual novel featuring black tar heroine.
If I can start all over, I prefer not to be a princess inside a cage.
Oh.
Me too.
This is an Evanescence lyric.
Boy meets girl in the library. She looks just like the girl in his dreams. This is an SR-71 lyric.
Yeah. Or what was the band that had the...
Weed is.
She's just the flavor of the
American
week.
American Hi-Fi.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Together, they worked hard to create virtual utopia. That's how Brave New World 1 was born.
Oh.
What's real and what's virtual?
Deep.
The cycle continues where philosophy and delusions intertwine. A story about freedom and love. Reverse Memories. Boy meets girl under the drizzle and fireworks.
Yeah. They got mature content description. What do they say?
Oh, wait. Gotta save that. Hold on.
Is that on all of these? Do they have to say? Like,
boy without, I think so. A boy without a past, Shang returns to his hometown to uncover what was once lost. Instead, it was love at first sight when he saw her. At the summer festival, he shyly confesses she nods. However, what does he confess
to? I just registered that it started with under the drizzle and fireworks.
Yeah. They're all red. What the fuck?
Where are they supposed to be? Red, white, and blue.
Even in Japan. She already forgot about him. Are memories really playing tricks on him? Features 80,000 words fully voiced in Mandarin. Oh.
Okay.
Okay. That's not Japanese. High resolution CGs.
Oh.
That's crud girls.
Crud girls?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mature content description. The developer describes the content like this. This game may contain content not appropriate for all ages and may not be safe to view at work. Bosom close-ups.
Bosom close-ups.
No nudity.
Just
in parentheses.
Oh, so just cleavage.
Revealing clothes and non-graphical depictions of intimacy.
So just...
Nope.
Oh, stop. God.
There it is. Instead, I'm greeted by heavenly sight. It's a butthole. Okay. What else do we got? Get packed.
What?
Get packed, fully loaded. It's a packing game.
Like you're moving out.
Like moving out. Huh. Moonwave Overdrive. I like the idea of that.
Moonwave.
Let's see. What can that
That's the next hit genre. They've had Vaporwave, now it's Moonwave.
Moonwave, yeah. Ragtag Racing. Go Bang, Let's Go. Oh, that's the type of board game. Spherical Trilogy.
Just about the spheres.
Yeah, what happened? Whatever happened to the spheres?
They all got flattened.
Need for Sharp. Okay. Chernobylite. I did play some of that. That's good.
I forgot that came out. Or is it still early access?
No, it just came out. For real.
Lucky Day. It's apparently a remastered classic.
It's Pac-Man.
But was the person shooting something?
Tiger.
Don't matter.
Come on, where's the boobs? Where's the fucking... Where's the jugs, dude?
You got Save Search on?
Here's one. Here's one. Chihiro Himukai always walks away.
Always.
Always. Chihiro Himukai can't hold down a job. A sweet visual novel about two people finding each other after slipping apart. Is that what this is? Yeah.
Visual novel.
Another visual novel. Contains partial nudity, consumption of alcohol. All right, there's got to be a way. Can I just put like a pippy filter? Cox. Fairy sister. Sticky orbs.
That's about horny goss.
Clone drone in the danger zone. Nightbook. There's got to be like somewhere in here where you can just be like, oh, here we go. Booty calls.
What?
Booty calls. Eve pack. Oh, it's a DLC. What's booty calls? Where's that? Booty calls. Help mermaid princess Annabella and bang the hottest chicks of Naughty Beach in this unique dating simulator with a fun and addictive puzzle mechanic. I'm sure.
Yep.
Yeah, it looks good. Okay, what's the puzzle? Okay, it's a jewel puzzle. This content contains explicit depictions of sexual acts and nudity. So strong language.
They say fuck words. Walking around spouting off fuck words.
Wait, I know what I should do. Sexual content. Sexual content tag.
Oh, I forgot they had searchable tags like that. But that's going to cover beach, a lot splash. Of things. You're on a list now. Metro Sim Hustle? How is that?
I don't know. Nudity?
Like, what is it though? It
says nudity.
You drive high-speed trains.
Oh, but you live the life...
Oh, so it's a deep sim.
Deep sim.
You like go home and...
And you paint your room and shit and you so go to you the go store. Out and,
like, you must be able to make fuck in it.
Yeah. Let's see.
It's a weird thing. What a specific...
Coming soon, flight attendant simulator. This game contains drug use, profanity, violence, nudity, censored sexual content, and simulated gambling.
I thought that said grinding.
That actually...
what a strange concept.
Is an actual game, it seems. How about this? Succubus Cafe. There are three girls at Succubus Cafe. Lilith, of course, Aisheth, and Alice. The cafe only opens at night, and customers are served by the girls. Once a succubus reaches 18 years of age, she will always look 18. All three girls are there for adults. Oh, this is adults. A
creepo game.
I promise.
Is this an FMV thing?
No.
Oh, I thought that was...
No, it's just... Oh, goodness.
This is just full-on sucking a cock in this preview trailer. This, Jesus Christ.
Titty fucking... Oh, jizzle.
Oh, my God.
Ropes.
No.
Foot job.
I feel violated.
Foot girl. Oh, my God.
Oh, they're all so shiny.
And it's totally full-on fuck game. Fuck.
Yeah, it's just a, like, fuck simulator.
I can't believe this. Succubus Cafe, and they're succubus.
Filthy.
And their only reason they're succubus is so that they can look 18 forever, and the people playing this game can be like, they're adults, okay?
Yeah. Ugh. Came out in May, is that?
Foot. More foot stuff. A lot of foot stuff.
Get their feet off of there.
This is hilarious. Anal. We got anal. Oh, different types of pubes.
I can't believe this trash. All different is on types of pubes. Steam.
Squirt?
I guess they
was
just...
that a squirt?
I guess Steam at this point just knows that they'll make a shit ton of money if they allow this stuff on the store and they don't care.
Wait, there's a dirty talk system. So there's a mechanic where you got to do the dirty talking. That's part of the game.
Oh, you actually have to speak to it?
I don't know. It's a system in the game. I don't know. A lot of sexual content in this game. There are scenes of non-consensual consensual sex in the plot.
Oh.
Okay. Well, backing out of this
real
one.
Real creepo game.
Not interested. Sweet House. Hentai World. Animated Puzzle. Undercover Agent. Neko Puzzle. I want to find one that's not a visual novel. Bonetown. The Second Coming. GTA meets South Park with sex and drugs in Bonetown.
Oh, no. How old do you think the people were that made this?
13.
Oh, the graphics are really bad. This can't be a new game.
Yeah, came out June 8th.
It looks like an N64 game.
How the fuck? This is like a full-blown game. Like, it's 3D. It's not. And they're fucking now.
But they're like, they look like cartoon
characters. Oh, somebody's butt-chugging.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Who, like, this is...
Come on now. That's
like Leisure Suit Larry on meth.
I hate this. Why? I kind of want to know what's going on, though. Like, what's the story? Hilariously hardcore game that combines free roaming, action adventure gameplay with fucking fighting and getting fucked up. Wow. Bonetown.
Fuck that.
Yeah. Drugs are used in Bonetown in place of magic. Bone your way to the top.
Who's that for?
200 plus voices with thousands of unique male and female characters.
25 sex positions.
Hookup contests, butt brawls, hogging contests, smear the steer, an orgy competition, capture the flag, a sorority slam, the great crack caper, a jerk off competition, and many more. What's a hogging contest?
I'm not sure.
What's a butt brawl? More importantly, what's a butt brawl?
People put time into this.
Yeah, like this is a really like it has some production to it. Like it's the game's a piece of shit, but like it's clearly a piece of shit. But there's a lot of description and like images and.
Did they think this was going to be a hit when they were making it? You think they were like, I'm going to be the next GTA. I'm going to be so good.
Well, the reviews are very positive and.
Probably because it's only played by.
There are about 300.
4chan chat room members.
About 300 reviews. And the first one is an ASCII art image of a butt.
Butt.
Anyway.
What is it? My cute pagan girl?
My cute pagan girl. Pagan girl. That's another. Puzzle. Horny housewives booty call blackmail.
Oh.
Pure maiden captures uncle. VR hot.
Hot. It's super hot, but sex. So.
Oh, okay. There are so many of these fucking games. Lollipop.
Only fuck.
Only fuck. Ruru's Adventures. Ruru wants to make money and have fun at the same time. Join her in this simulation of the very popular OF platform, OnlyFans platform. This only is except fuck. This is only fuck. Because they couldn't get the rights. See, that I mean, this is production value.
Yeah, like people like put hours of their life into making this.
So this is an OnlyFans simulator. Like there's a, okay, there's more of that. But they go to the extent of you're making tweets about videos that you post.
It's honestly has a very sad vibe.
And there's a puzzle with cock pumps.
I wish you could see how many copies of things have been sold on the store.
I know.
Sales data.
Start your own OnlyFuck account with Ruru. She bought a camera and she's very thrilled to start working on it with you. Play the Ludoku, a Sudoku variant to unlock the content Ruru will publish on her page. Ludoku.
Ludoku.
Lud Sudoku. Post 30 photos and 6 videos, that's it, of Ruru on your OnlyFuck page to gather more fans and increase the incomes. Voice acting. 3D and animations made by Ruria Raw. Oh, so is Ruru an actual human person?
Maybe. Let's try searching just random keywords.
Oh, that's a good idea. Foot girl. Football girl.
Close.
There's secret foot art.
Secret or sacred?
Secred.
Secreted.
Secreted. Sliding puzzle. Anime girls and relax, bro. Suck. This game contains nudity. Of course. What do you want?
Let's just try egg. I just want to see if there's game with egg.
Good start. Egg K-47. Oh my God, the second one. All lowercase. Egg is broken. Heart is too. Egg is broken. Heart is too.
You're just a chicken carrying an egg in a kitchen?
Yeah, it's like a physics thing. And you have a precious baby egg that you got to keep up in the air. You are a chicken.
You are a chicken.
You can do it. Egg is broken. So is heart. Heart is too. Egg K-47. So since we searched, the new game actually showed up, which we'll see in a second under egg.
Egg.
What the fuck is going on? This looks
incredible. You're just a chicken running around with like guns. Retro styled, addictive, and fast paced single player shoot 'em up.
Egg K-47, yes, chicken shooter game. You're a chicken and you're shooting.
Epic Games said, haha, looks hilarious. Or maybe they're users on Epic Games.
Egg returns home. Oh, the new one was Lost Egg 2. Be together.
Art.
So you're an egg hopping around.
And you talk to other egg.
In a house.
Looks like boring Katamari.
Good Lord. Fuck that.
Art.
Lost egg.
Alien egg ascent. Tiny egg bundle.
Wait, back to the egg tower defense. That's not tower defense.
Yeah, wait, what? It says, well.
Wait, is it like a.
It looks like you get to play in it like, what's that other game?
Orcs Must Die?
Yeah. But it's about egg.
Mixed reviews.
Egg.
Egg together, strong. Dynamic egg system. Egg teacher VR. Test your reflexes in varied challenges requiring speed and precision during the classes as an egg lecturer.
What the fuck?
An egg lecturer.
Yeah, like you teach, I think you are an egg?
You are.
And everyone is eggs.
Oh, everybody is egg.
Why?
Egg teacher.
This is a strange, I did not expect to find this kind of stuff with egg.
This is weird. This is really fucking weird. You're an egg. Everybody is an egg. And you have to teach science and statistics and throw things at your students.
What a strange.
Can you break the eggs?
That's what I want to know. Like if you had enough, you can just break all your
students.
Wait, what's that? An egg can dream.
An egg can dream too.
$10?
For egg dream?
For an egg can dream. Probably the same.
Same kind of thing.
Maybe this is the same team even. Like this is their first game.
It's just a floating.
Before making egg.
Jumping egg.
Two.
Egg Hunt VR. Digimon Masters Online. Oh, now we're out of egg.
No more egg. Well, some
good egg.
What about?
Whip. Pistol whip.
Have you searched for rope games on here?
Whip. Yes, I have. Not recently, though.
DJ Whip VR.
DJ Whip. Yeah, rope.
Rope cow.
Explore girl. Rope sprite.
They're invading Steam now.
Oh my God, it's like a Tomb Raider. Oh no, it's
Explore
not.
Explore girl.
No, it's a bondage thing.
Oh no.
A control bondage of, yeah, stealth. Stealth bondage game.
Oh, fuck. Rope it to the cow.
Rope cow. What about truck?
There's going to be a lot of truck simulator stuff. Euro truck.
Snow runner. Truck mechanic. Dangerous paths. Food truck simulator.
Gunman. What? Gunman taco truck?
What? Blow away mutants for their meat.
And then you make tacos with them?
To serve them up as tacos, yeah.
Why?
They're mutants. Everybody wants a mutant meat taco.
Hard truck.
Demon truck.
Whoa, that's... No, wait. Hard truck apocalypse sounds amazing. It's right under Gunman truck taco. Hard truck apocalypse.
Rise of clans.
You into hard trucks? got the hard truck apocalypse.
Vehicular action RPG set in an alternate future. New hero.
But you don't have a character. You're just truck. You are truck.
You are truck. It's like cars, but truck.
You are big truck in the end of the world.
You have an inventory.
You just bomb around. Big diesel boy.
Big diesel truck. Hard truck.
Hard truck. By demon skin.
Oh my god. Mostly positive reviews, and there's 570 of them.
Is it from 2006?
Is that what it was?
I thought that's, unless I read the date wrong.
Yeah.
Wow. Oldie.
All right.
Hard truck.
Hard truck. That's not going to get any better than hard truck.
I don't think so.
So that's all.
I feel like there's got to be something coming out soon, right?
The Ascent tomorrow.
Oh, right.
I'm excited for that.
Tomorrow, I go see Pig.
You gonna see Pig?
I'm gonna go see Pig. Nice. Come on, Pig!
Come on, Pig! I like to get dirty. Look up hog calling videos on YouTube if you're ever bored.
Homework.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to Good Graphics. We'll see you in like a month-ish.
A month-ish. And you can find us on Instagram at Good Graphics Pod.
That's right.
So we'll be up our
spinning wheels, cracking whips. So that's it. You have yourself a fine life.
See you.
Bye.